Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You guys great podcast, man.
Rams Nation, what's happening? What's up? It's your boy Bear Motter from Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Friday edition of Locked On Rams. Hope you guys are having a great week. You should be because it is training camp week. We are out here doing our thing. I'm actually joined by the man, the myth, the legend. You've been waiting to hear his voice blessed over the airwaves again. We've got James Kroger from Rams Podcast, not too far from Irvine, where camp is being held. James, welcome. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, Bear. I feel like it's a brand new year. We're back. First day of training camp. It was amazing. We're both a little sunburnt right now, but it was a great day. I can't wait to talk about it with you, big guy. And yeah, we're down here in San Clemente in the Rams Podcast studio, about 15, 20 minutes away from Rams camp at UC Irvine. And yeah, short visit, and it was nice to just head on out there and check out everything going on.
Well, cheers to that as we have our post camp beer here. It was a beautiful day, felt like 80 degrees. I didn't check, but it was awesome.
I remember last year, the first day we went, it was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was and really hot.
I think it was a little cloudy when we first arrived. It ended up being sunny, but it was nice weather. It wasn't too hot, not too cold.
Well, guys, we're going to kind of walk you through the experience today, what we saw, some of the takeaways. Don't forget, go give us a follow at LA_RamblingBear on Twitter, on Instagram, Locked On Rams, Twitter and Instagram. James is at jkroger3, K-R-O-E-G-E-R. Mm-hmm. And then Rams Podcast as well, Instagram, Twitter. If you guys want to see some visuals of the day, go check out our Instagrams. We did a bunch on the story.
We blew it up today.
Yeah, blew it up today. We got some really cool interactions, and we'll get to that here in a second. But don't forget, Locked On Rams, your team every day. We love doing this, so we're excited to kind of bring you the up-to-date story of what happened. Well, with that said, I kind of want to just jump into the experience today. We got here, we're actually repping some Rams podcast shirts, so waited for that to come in the mail last minute.
Yep, last minute. That was a sweat fest.
Drove down, and I was really worried about, you know, oh my gosh, it's going to be packed. Where are we going to, you know, get into parking? Last year parking was free. This year, well, it wasn't free. It was like they gave you this ticket and they said, well, you go pay later.
Yeah, a promise to pay. Like, email us and submit your credit card information.
Yeah, and everyone's like, okay.
We definitely did that.
Yeah, for sure.
And it, you know what, dude? I was looking at the website and I swear it said $10. I wasn't trying to pull that guy's chain today.
He might have pulled. So parking's $15 if you don't know. If you're going to park in the structure, if you have a better place to park, let us know because we parked in the parking garage. $15. James tried to haggle him down to 10. Unfortunately, he wasn't a Rams fan. He wasn't really a football fan. He said, you guys here for the Raiders camp. That's probably his joke of the day.
That was funny. Yeah, he probably said that to everybody. But you're right. We paid in cash. He probably could have haggled us out an extra $5. We're like, these guys, $5.
We were in the mood, though. We probably would have paid $25 to get in.
Like, whatever, we're just so anxious.
So a free day at camp turned into like we paid like $80 with everything included. But we had a blast. We got there. My first overall take was, wow, they've turned it up a notch from the last 2 years. Signage, music, as you were getting in, they had this really cool LA Rams visual that you could take pictures with.
I just posted it to Twitter on Rams Podcast. Yeah. It was me and Bear behind it. It's this huge block letters of LA Rams, and it's really cool. Bear had to take about 1,500. He was like the go-to picture guy because we asked somebody to take our picture.
Yeah.
And then everybody kept coming up to Bear asking to take his picture.
Could you take one for me too?
How about me next? So he kind of got stuck there. But yeah, the ambiance was just, the volume was up on the ambiance this year.
And last year, you just walked through some gates and you walked through nothingness and then all of a sudden you kind of were opened up to the field. This year, they kind of took you into their experience. You get your face painted. They had some autographs from some old players.
There's a merchandise tent, which did they have that last year?
They had like a truck last year, but they had a merchandise tent where you could buy some stuff. And then they kind of walked you through this hallway-ish where they had both sides covered in LA Rams gear. And then you walked up the steps and it was like
the
almost
music. You could hear the music from the parking lot.
Yeah, it was awesome. But it was this experience where you're walking up the steps and all of a sudden you get to see the field. It was so green. It was so perfectly in condition. And the players were already on the field by the time we got there. It was just past 3. And I was expecting, because last time we went, I think it was on a weekend, and I think that's why. But I was expecting just crowds of people, and there was not a lot of people there. I'd love to hear official numbers, but couldn't have been more than 1,500 people total, which was great for us because anywhere we wanted to go, we could get right up to the fence and watch practice. So we started watching a little offense, walked away around to the beer tent because it was hot, and get a beverage. Corona must
only
be sponsoring.
Only Corona available. They must be a sponsor, yeah.
But that works perfect beer for hot days. And then we kind of stayed in the area. You can't leave basically the end zone once you have beer. So we kind of hung out there and watched Hecker and Greg the Leg get some kicks up for a little bit. And then the offense came down. We went and watched the defense for a little bit. But it was a super fun day getting to interact and kind of see those guys. And they'd come up near the fence and fans would kind of, you know, chirp at them and cheer them on. And but some good stuff from the day. Got to watch, you know, QB1 Jared Goff throw the football around. Yeah. He was slinging it. But I'll just kick it over to you as we kind of think of, you know, as we watch players today. Anything that jump out player-wise or things that you kind of, what you caught today?
Yeah, you know, same. The ambiance was great. I'm just so jacked that we're back to football season. You know, first day of training camp, you mentioned not too many people there. I think it's a Thursday, 3 p.m. down in Irvine. Probably not too many Rams fans able to make it, which is so solid that we could hook them up with the coverage on social media. But it just was this comfortable feeling that we're back. And I was telling you when we're walking, I just feel like this 30-plus-year-old fanboy, you know, seeing, like, we were watching them doing the warm-up drills, and I was like, there's Jared Goff, there's Sean McVay, you know, there's Talib, and we got to see everybody that we've been talking about all this offseason that we're so excited just to see, and you get to be actually pretty close to these guys when you're at camp. I want to tell a quick story about, you mentioned Jared Goff. We were over and by the beer garden area. We had grabbed a couple beers, and we were standing in the end zone, and the offense and McVay had come down towards us. They kind of jump across the field and make their way up and down the field. And Goff, it was kind of an awkward situation. He started pointing towards us because the DJ's playing music really loud. You guys, like, he's got, you know, loud hip-hop music, you know, up-tempo music going on. And they were trying to run these plays, and Goff starts pointing at me and Bear looking at each other like, does he recognize us?
Is he calling us over?
Like us, or, you know, us,
I'll
the podcasters?
A fly pattern.
And so everybody, there's probably like five people there max, and we're all kind of looking at each other. But he was pointing at the DJ to tell him to turn the music down because it was a little loud for them.
Yeah.
And Bear made an interesting comment saying, you know, you do know what it's like at Rams games, right? You know,
you know what it's like at some
of these stadiums up in Seattle, especially in Minnesota, where it gets super loud. He's going to have to get used to that. You were right. But it was funny because we just kind of felt like us.
We froze.
Yeah, we froze. Like, do we wave? But that was pretty exciting. It was pretty cool. But yeah, just being back at camp, dude, seeing, you know, Goff toss the ball to the receivers and Cup out there and Woods, and seeing Cooks going down for some of those long passes. It was just, we just felt really close to the team. And like you said, it didn't seem like there was too many people out there. And it was just a really good opportunity to start off the season with kind of an intimate situation with the team. And it was just an overall great experience. We got to, you know, see Todd Gurley leave. We got to watch Jared Goff's interview with ESPN towards the end. We're standing right there, and there really wasn't too many people around. It was just an overall great experience. Got to have a couple beers, be in the sun. It's great to be out there. It felt like part of the team almost.
Yeah, if you guys get a chance, I know not everyone listening lives in the Southern California area, but if you do, it's a free experience, and I would probably recommend, you know, the weekends are going to be fun, and it's probably the best chance for most people. But if you get a chance to go on a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday when most people are at work, the access there was pretty awesome. Some cool stuff that actually came out today that we kind of got to see firsthand. LaMarcus Joyner. He was on the non-injury, can't perform list, whatever list they made up that day. He was there. Mm-hmm. He was off the list, and he was practicing. And he made some plays. It was really cool. One of the sections that we saw, we moved over and started watching offense versus defense. And we'll get to some players that impressed here in a second. But we got to see LaMarcus Joyner out there and making plays. He was breaking up some plays. I know they try to, you know, say stay away from getting on the ground, but these guys are competitors. And when they go offense, defense, it's this internal competition within the team. And there was a couple times where they were stripping at the ball, and they always try to go chase the ball down, even if it's an incomplete or a fumble or whatnot. and LaMarcus Joyner was out there running around. So I haven't really looked too much further into why. I don't know if he, you know, failed the physical or the conditioning test yesterday, or they just wanted to give him an extra day break or whatnot. But he was out there today. He's running around. He looked good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some other people that I saw was looking really good that are new to the team. Marcus Peters, he was really attacking some of the receivers when they were doing the team one offense versus team one defense. He was hustling. I think he was really getting used to the Rams culture, so to speak, and you know, keeping it high level. He looked like he was putting a lot of effort in. Aqib Talib, also, we kind of chatted about this. You know, he's a little bit older, and I saw a few plays where I didn't feel like he put in 100% effort, and I don't know if that's a combination of him being more of a veteran, being a little bit more relaxed on day one. Also, you know, the Rams being introduced first time in the Rams culture at training camp. Maybe he just took it down a couple of notches, but he was somebody I was, you know, obviously constantly watching because he's a star and he's one of the biggest additions of the offseason. But if I had to throw up a comparison between the effort I saw between Peters and Talib, I think Peters definitely had stepped it up a few more notches than Talib as far as what I saw towards the end of camp today.
Yeah, definitely agreed. And I think you're right. The veteran, he's been to camp a bunch of times, hoping that he's just trying to really, you know his body for the long term out there in the heat mm-hmm. today and trying to save some of the energy. But you're right. Just getting the guys out, moving around, so much fun to see. We're going to talk about players that we thought had a great camp today, and we're going to do that on the other side. We're going to shoot to a quick word from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with that. All right, James, we talked over, you know, experience of the day. We talked some of the fun stuff, and we'll get into a couple other stories that we have as we go here. But was there anyone that jumped out to you today as being like, day one, that guy impressed me, was so glad to come and watch that guy. Can't wait to pay ticket price to go watch that guy. Is there who stood out at day one of Rams camp for you? And I'll go and I'll tell you mine.
Okay, I have a couple. First off, I want to say Tyler Higbee.
You stole mine. Nice. I like it. All right. Tell me why.
Probably because we're hanging out all camp.
I know. I was like, I shouldn't have said that stuff earlier.
Yeah. Like we already had this conversation. Yeah, but I was like, dude, Higbee, okay. One on top of like, you know, the kind of shocks you when you see him 10 feet away from you, but his size is amazing. And Goff kept hitting him, and he was reaching out and snagging some of these balls that you really didn't think he was going to get, especially the fact that on who was covering him at that time. But, dude, he had a catch right in front of us in the end zone, and he completely turned around, faced the offense from almost a full sprint, caught the ball over his head, and everybody kind of just went wild for that. So Tyler Higbee, man, look out for what he's going to be able to do this year. He just, one, he's huge. He kind of reminds me of Gronk in a way, probably not as big as him, but just a big monster. And his hands, man, they were really impressing me. I got three. My second one is Robert Woods.
Nice.
You know, Goff was hitting him on some deep passes today, and you know, you can tell that they kind of have a connection there. There's been some conversations on Robert Woods' role this year, obviously with the Cook signing and everything, but you know, it seemed like Goff was favoring him quite a bit, and they just really seemed to hit it off. Goff obviously has an understanding of his speed, and Woods was catching a lot of his balls, and it just seemed like that's going to be one of his go-to guys this year. Yeah. Obviously, we know that. And then the third, which didn't really hit me till the end of camp, it was Mr. Johnny Hecker. You know, during the beginning of camp, he was kind of dinking around, doing some pretty weird, accurate drills to himself. He's like kicking the ball to himself and doing a little backspin and catching it off the ground. It was pretty amazing. He must have practiced that 1,000 times. But at the end of camp, Hecker kind of sat out there next to first team offense as they were doing some additional wide receiver drills. And Hecker was just launching the ball. I wish we would have maybe timed some of the hang time on some of those punts. But dude, one, all spirals. Two, the hang time was great. And then three, the accuracy.
Direction, yeah.
I think Cooper was back there catching a lot of those. And they were just, you put one on, I think, the Locked On.
Yeah, go check out the Instagram story because you get a really good perspective of that exact story right there. It's him just perfect ball, perfect spiral, awesome location, hang time perfect. And then on the other side, to give, you know, Farrell Cooper some love, great catch.
Yeah, absolutely. And, dude, Hecker was just getting it within 2-3 feet of the out-of-bounds line. So this is day one. Hecker's going to have a hell of a year.
Well, You're right. We did chat all camp, so we probably we should have separated.
All
right. I shouldn't have shared my notes. But you're right, Higbee. I gotta double down on that one because Higbee looks like a monster. He looked like Travis Kelce that put on 20 pounds as far as like girth and muscles, because he is a monster. And he had a couple catches where Joyner was hanging all over him, and Talib was hanging all over him, and came down with the ball. One which ended kind of the offense versus defense, where they threw it up, and he was almost double covered, and you thought it was a risky pass. Went up there, made the catch. We don't know how it would have really gone down with pads, but ended up scoring a touchdown. And it was a great way to end that kind of offense-defense matchup for practice. So Higbee for sure would be one of them. I got to give the tip of the cap to Jared Goff. Really seemed to seem so comfortable in camp today. Really running through everything McVay put through for him and really doing it with confidence. Had a great spiral. Missed a couple throws, but as you watched him kind of do some of the 7-on-7 stuff, was hitting guys in stride, was leading them. Only had a couple balls batted down, maybe one or two missed throws. Everything else was crisp, clean, and had just on a rope, man. Yeah. I mean, we wanted to see more deep balls. He let a couple go throughout practice, but I'm excited to kind of watch him go, and that's one thing that I know they want to increase on as you got the additions at wide receiver, obviously with Brandon Cooks. And then I just have to say Brandon Cooks. We got to finally see his speed in person.
Right.
You know, you hear McVay go on and on about how exciting his speed is, and everyone, talking about how fast he is, and yeah, he's that fast. And
you don't realize it until you watch it in front of you.
I've retweeted it for sure, and I've been like, yeah, of course he's fast. But you get to see it in a person, and it's like a wow. There was a couple throws, even from Mannion, where he was just underthrown a little bit, where he had beat Marcus Peters on the one route that was right in front of us and had him by a step or two, and it was a little unthrown, had to come back, and actually Peters made a great play on the ball and knocked it away. But you can tell when he gets away from somebody, if you put it up there, it's going to be fun to watch. So definitely he was one of the guys that I love watching. And then I mentioned him earlier, Joyner, man, from being a guy that we weren't sure if we were going to see today to being out there and run around. And there's talks. I mean, you go back to Hard Knocks world with Jeff Fisher and seeing, Joyner almost quit the team at one point. He said he didn't know what the Rams were doing with them. The Rams can have their money, I think was even a quote he said. Obviously, we've seen a completely different Joyner at times compared to that, and he came out and he's performed well over the last couple of years and with the more time he gets. But he was running all over the field, seemed to have a good pace to everything he was doing. He was knocking balls down, he was running balls around. That was another guy that I really liked to see. And you mentioned another one, Johnny Hecker, super fun. And then I got to give a shout out to the man, Jake McQuaid, man.
Yeah.
Not a lot of love going out for the long snapper, but those balls were on point today. And after we kind of make this joke, because as we were kind of hanging around after camp and we're standing by the stairs, if you guys listened yesterday and I told you about that location, if you're listening, go to that location. We went there. If I had my stinking Todd Gurley jersey, I could have got an autograph today. But all the players walk right through there, and Jake McQuaid came, and you could tell, like, he was looking like, does anyone want my autograph? And people, like, had all the Todd Gurley jerseys ready, and they're like, well, I don't want...
Well, Todd was right behind him, so it was kind of tough. But...
And he's like, you could tell people were like, I don't want you to sign my Todd Gurley jersey. So he noticed it real quick and was like, and he said, Todd's coming, just hold on. And I made a joke. I was like, great snaps today, McQuaid. And he looked back and he's like, thanks. Glad someone appreciates it.
Yeah, someone recognized it.
Yeah. And so it was pretty fun. We got to interact. And that's what's awesome about the camp. You hear a lot with the guys in baseball going on spring training. You get to interact with the players. So it was really cool to get to interact with everybody and kind of have that, on field. It felt like you're a VIP even though you're
I almost got Greg the Leg's helmet.
Yeah, you're right.
Greg DeLay came down a little bit after McQuaid, and he walked right by us, gave us a couple high fives. I'm reaching my hand out like I'm a 12-year-old boy still, but he hooked it up, and then he gave somebody his hat he's wearing during practice, and he was holding his helmet in his hand, and I was like, I'll take – I need a helmet just in case, and he joked about it and made him giggle.
Yeah, he fake-tossed it to you. So it's fun to kind of see these guys, to be able to interact and kind of – and have those laughs from them and see – so many times we watch it, we're fans, we're on the media side of things and we critique them, and to see that, they're young guys, man, just having a good time out there. Yeah, they're getting paid millions of dollars, but, you make a little joke and they have a laugh and it's kind of fun. You mentioned it earlier, Jared Goff came to do a post-interview with the ESPN crew right by us, And as he came out, we got to kind of give him a quick shout out for the day. And he shot us a smile wave and said thanks. And you're right, we fanboyed a little bit and we giggled and we're like, oh, it's Jared Goff. It was just pretty fun, man. You think we cover this, we talk about it. But when you get near these guys, you realize they're just dudes. You know, they're just guys out there having fun, doing what they love. It's fun to watch. We had a great day at camp. Any other takeaways you had from camp you want to share, or anything else you're looking forward to moving on in camp on some of the, you know, who's going to stand out or anything else?
No, I'm just so jacked to finally be back at this point in the season. Of course, there's various stages, you know, first day of training camp, first preseason game, first game of the season that we kind of hit getting into the football season. But yeah, dude, you know, like I said, I went through a series of attitudes today. I was a fanboy for part of the day. I was a media guy. I was an analyst. I was trying to take notes on the new players and see how Goff was doing and who he was hitting the most as far as the wide receiver squad. But yeah, dude, I'm super anxious to continue to watch Cooks. You know, I saw him. Goff clearly has his cadence down with Woods and with Kupp. You know, they have built some chemistry, and I think Cooks is just one of those guys. He's way more fast than you would think, and yeah. he's a little bit shorter. So, you know, I want to watch him develop that chemistry with Goff and hope that they can hook it up down the field. I can't recall any deep passes that they had together today that I saw. But yeah, like you said, we're going to be back tomorrow. I do want to give a shout out to George Met. He basically hooks it up. He's going to be the reason that we're at training camp tomorrow, because it is for season ticket holders only, and he hooked me up there. I want to give a shout out. You guys, if you get the chance, give him a follow. It's GMet77. George, he's up in Seattle in enemy territory this weekend. I know it's like 90 plus degrees up there. We have some family and friends up there, but he's in enemy territory. But if you listen to George, thanks again, brother. And we'll be sure to reach out on social media with some photos that we're able to get tomorrow at training camp. But yeah, dude, we're going to be recording Rams podcast tomorrow after training camp. We'll be there again. If you're out there, look for us. We got a lot of people hitting us up on social media. We appreciate all of that. But it's really just starting. This is day one, and we're going to do it again tomorrow, and I'm super anxious to continue to see what these guys are doing, watch how they're performing. Probably got to watch the defense a little bit more tomorrow. We were really offensively focused today. Yeah. Like I said, I want to see Sue and just how big of a beast he is. You know, we pretty much watched the offense about 80% of today. Of course, we got to see Peters and Tlaib out there. But yeah, dude, Peters, super impressed with him. Nothing would seem to be getting by him today. But yeah, I'm going to continue to break it down and split myself between being a fanboy and really trying to take some mental notes here and pay attention to what's actually going on, so I hook you guys up with some information. But I gotta say, I'm so jacked for football. It's hard not to.
Yeah, I think that's it. You just get so excited about this team.
Look, there he is.
It's just not hard to be just how much, you know, expectations, and we've talked about them for so long, and they're back on the field, and we're getting closer and closer. I want to continue the shout out portion of the show, because you had mentioned George just now, and I want to give a shout out to Craig Ebel as well, and if I'm saying that wrong, you can correct me Friday, because he also offered up to get us into Friday camp, which is super awesome. We're actually going to meet up and have a beer in the beer garden, so big shout out to you as well. Give him a follow at LARam_again, so give that a follow as well. And then anybody else that's going to be out at camp, reach out to us on social. We'll be there. We'd love to say hi, chat Rams. We're all sitting there watching the same thing. So if you guys are going to be there, reach out to us, say what's up. We'll be posting stuff throughout the day, checking our phones and putting up content for you guys. So if there's anything you want to see in particular, if there's a player you really want to see some coverage of or some photos, let us know. We'll try to get some stuff up on the gram or even on Twitter and stuff like that. So really appreciate it. Kind of moving forward, and to answer the question I asked you about moving forward, I think the defense side of the ball is something I'm excited to see more about. We did spend a lot of time on offense and all that stuff today, so getting to see you know, some of those other guys, even Brockers, you know, we saw him leaving the field. I just saw the Rams kind of tweet out and showed him working with John Franklin Meyer post-practice, getting some snaps in, helping the rook, which is so cool to see. You know, these are guys that are coming for your position in a sense, and they're out there working with them, trying to help them. It's a team thing. McVay builds it from the beginning, we, not me. So to see those guys working together, these are invaluable moments for these rookies. And guys like Michael Brockers, who is far, far underrated on this team as far as national coverage, even local coverage. You know, everyone's stuck on Sue and Aaron Donald. So really excited to see what Brockers and, you know, Easley once, you know, he gets back to full practice and everything.
And even those guys that don't have people biting at their heels for their position. We saw the reason we were able to see Todd Gurley after practice is because he stayed after everybody else and was doing sprints on the opposite field with one of the trainers. It's just like this guy's putting in tons of work. If you guys follow Todd on social media, you'll see how much lifting he's been doing and how much conditioning he's been doing. But, dude, he was out there running sprints after practice and was sticking around. He was one of, if not the last people on the field, right?
Yeah, yeah. And right behind it was Jared Goff. And actually, as we talked about Brandon Cook's speed, watching Todd Gurley on field level running by us and running around players, he is so stinking fast.
Yeah,
and
his burst, powerful fast.
And then powerful, too. Like, you can just tell there was a moment. They actually had some TVs up that were showing instant replays of every play, which is kind of cool. We sat by that screen, and you were able to see it live and then look to the left and then see almost like a TV version of that play. And there were a couple where you saw, obviously, they're not in pads. No one's tackling. We're taking care of our star players. But you could tell where some of these guys, even if they were full steam as far as tackling, they were not in position to make a play on Todd Gurley, and he was going to bust big ones.
He's untouchable.
Yeah, it was really awesome to see. Superstar. He's paid. He's here for a long time. We're excited about that. One person we still miss is Aaron Donald. Mm. Hopefully we get that deal done. There's a lot of talk about Khalil Mack and his deal. I'm curious to see who's going to go first and how those are going to affect each other. Hopefully we can get that done soon because I would love to see him. But we'll report back. Like James said, we're going to jump on tomorrow and do a Rams podcast. Probably be up sometime over the weekend. That's going to be a longer version, probably covering both days. So if you guys want to check that out, Locked On Rams will be back next week. We'll have a bunch of coverage. I'm going to try to convince my man James Kroger over here to come back on. We always appreciate when he's on. Guys, again, last minute requests for some follows at @LA_RamblingBear for content over the weekend, at Rams Podcast, at Locked On Rams, at JKroger3. All of us are going to be putting up different content throughout the week. We're going to be there. James lives, you know, a Jared Goff football throw away from camp, so he's going to get down here and get us some awesome stuff throughout the whole camp. So make sure to give everyone a follow if you want to see some of that good content. And always, questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to hear on the podcast, let us know. If you guys want to participate more, you want to be a writer, you want to help with social content, let us know. Reach out to us. It would be awesome. We're always welcoming new members to the team. And with that, I'll leave you as I always do. You know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace.